Welcome to today's podcast. I'm your podcast host, Sharita Berry of Holistic Talk. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's get this show on the road. Today's podcast is brought to you by and sponsored by Driven, the number 2 Destiny Outreach Center, Inc. That's Driven, the number 2 Outreach Center, Incorporated. You can log on to the website by going to www.pydestinyintlmin.webs.com. This podcast is for educational informational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. Good evening. So this evening, we're going to talk about something that's not so much trending right now, but is starting to pick up some wind in the alternative medicine neighborhood, holistic neighborhood, integrated health neighborhood, and herbal neighborhood. So it's starting to pick up a little bit wind, but it's not fully, let's say, the wind is not 80 miles an hour yet. It's like maybe like 5, 10, give or take a 2. So there's a bill that was introduced into Congress, Bill S.4090. And I will put the link in the description so you can read it for yourself. And it's the Dietary Supplement Listing Act of 2020. The sponsor is Senator Durbin Richard J. And it was introduced on April 26, 2022. The committee is the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pension. Latest action, Senate, April 24, 2022, read twice and referred to the Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pension. Tracker, so far it was introduced. So, subject, policy area, health. So this is just the introduction of the bill that was introduced into the Senate. So, and I'm going to read it to y'all. Summary of S.4090-117. So it's 117 Congress 2021-2022. Shown here, introduced to Senate, April 26, 2022, Dietary Supplement Listing Act of 2022. This bill imposes various requirements on dietary supplements, including by requiring the person or an individual or entity responsible for introducing a supplement into the interstate commerce to register the supplement with the Food and Drug Administration FDA. Under this bill, the responsible person must register with the FDA specific information about each dietary supplement to be offered for sale, including 1, a list of all ingredients required by the regulation to appear on the label, 2, the condition of use, 3, any warning and precautions, 4, certain claims, characteristics, the relationship between certain nutrients in the supplement and a disease or a health-related condition. 5, the reasonable person's contact information, and 6, the locations where the supplement is manufactured, packaged, labeled, or held. For a supplement that is offered for sale on the date that is 18 months after this bill and the effective date, the responsible person must submit the required information to the FDA no later than 60 days after the effective date. A supplement that is not offered for sale on the effective date may not be offered for sale until the responsible person has submitted the required information. The FDA must establish a system that provides a unique identifier for each registered dietary supplement and a publicly accessible electronic database that allows a user to obtain certain information about a registered supplement. And we're going to come back right after this break. Well, there you have it. So they are implementing, now the FDA wants to, I guess, basically regulate dietary supplements. A lot of people that I've seen that made comments and post about it said they're not happy with it. Some people said that now it hinders what they're doing. A lot of people said, well, now I have to stop selling herbal supplements. And I recall one person said, oh, well, I can't get my recipes out no more. So it's a lot of, like I said, it's not a lot of, it's not trending, but it's like blowing up some air in the integrated health community, but not like it should be, because I guess a lot of people that are in the integrated medicine, integrated health industry doesn't know about it yet. So I've been sharing it on social media. I know some people shared it. Well, so far I've seen one person shared it on TikTok and other platforms. So my thing is, do they want to regulate herbal supplements now? Because if that's the case, there's a lot of work that goes into, you know, people that sells herbal supplements. That's a lot of things that you have to do if you want to, your supplements and your herbs, because, you know, a lot of people make herbal capsules and different things like that. And if you want the FDA to give it a stamp of approval, there's a lot of things you have to do. So does this mean, so you know that the bill has been introduced, does it mean they're going to regulate the herbal supplements, or they're going to do a different avenue? So like I said, I read it. It said ingredients, you got to turn on ingredients and things like that. So if that's the case, you have to store these your supplements in a certain way. I recall when I was in school, learning about the different things that you have to do, you know, if you want FDA approval, and it's a whole list of things you have to do. So I encourage y'all to look the bill up. I'm going to put the link in my description. I encourage y'all to do your research. Leave a comment, leave your feedback, because I want to know. So I thank y'all for joining. Stay tuned for the closing. So I thank you all for tuning in to today's podcast. Leave your comments, your feedbacks on today's show. Want to know what you think about the bill that was introduced to Congress in April? Love to your feedback. Love to, you know, read what our audience and our listeners think of the bill, especially those in the integrated health community. Until next time, peace and love.